The next day I took the train to Banbury, to the offices of the Banbury Herald. It was a young man who showed me the archives, a large, windowless basement cupboard. A house fire at Angelfield, I explained briefly, about 60 years ago. The boy showed me where the holdings for the relevant period were shelved, took down the boxes, and left me to it. The Angelfield fire, I learned, was probably caused by an accident. There had been no one in the house but the two nieces of the owner, both of whom escaped and were in hospital. The owner himself was believed to be abroad. Believed to be. I wondered. I made a quick note of the dates. Another 6 years were to elapse before the LDD. The column ended with some comments on the architectural significance of the house, and it was noted that the house was uninhabitable in its current state. I copied out the story and scanned headlines in the following issues in case there were updates, but finding nothing, I put the papers away and turned to the other boxes. "Tell me the truth," he had said, the young man in the old-fashioned suit who had interviewed Vida Winter for the Banbury Herald 40 years ago, and she had never forgotten his words. There was no trace of the interview. There was nothing even that could properly be called a books page. I closed the last newspaper and folded it neatly in its box. The man in the brown suit was a fiction, a device to snare me. The fly with which a fisherman baits his line to draw the fish in. A liar. And the plea that had so moved me, "Tell me the truth," had been uttered by a man who was not even real. I was at a loss to explain to myself the bitterness of my disappointment.